from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning as we broadcast from our home base every Friday. Borgata, love being here. And love when we've got two teams in action the prior night, and certainly love when they both win. Now, different implications, obviously. Eagles win a game that, you know, didn't count, and it was the backups that pulled out late, preseason game number two in New England. The Phillies defeat Washington and actually regain the best record in the National League in the process as the Dodgers lost yesterday. Phillies won.
Bang!
Wow.
That's a huge deal, Joe.
And I both just flinched. And
that hurt.
And there it is. Yeah.
Just trying.
That'll wake you up.
Yeah, that will kind of wake you up. I thought Weston Wilson might get that, but the whole Phillies team got that. So good. Okay. All right.
It feels
right.
Good.
It does
it feels,
feel good.
Doesn't it feel a little different, a little more confident, a little more explosive?
Like, what I was used to.
Like they're refusing to lose a little more and it actually works?
I'm not buying that nonsense.
Really?
They beat a
bad team. I know. They beat a bad team. But it's helping them in the confidence department beating bad
it's
teams.
It's helping me.
Yeah, sure.
It's
exactly.
Helping all of us. I mean, we feel
which leads
better.
Me to say, bang!
There you go. All right, 215-592-9494.
And by the way,
to weigh in on everything. Yes, John.
The first legal TV commercial aired in 1941, and it was a Bulova watch that was just ticking for exactly 60 seconds.
Wow.
And prior to that, there were no commercials
There had not been legal commercials, apparently. This was the first legal commercial to air, and it sounds incredibly boring. Ticking watch for 60 seconds.
I would tend to agree with you on that, but they probably made their point, which is the watch works. All right. So, let's get to all this here. So obviously, everyone, you know, weigh in on both teams, and I'm sure a lot of people were channel flipping last night. I would guess more people watch the Eagles, but I don't know. So let's start Eagles, then we'll go Phils. John, biggest thing that hit you last night, and certainly I pose this question to everyone at 215-592-9494. Biggest thing from the Eagles game that hit you, obviously you don't have to have just a one-thing answer, but John, what would be your main thing that hit you last night?
I'm going to say the two positions we have ignored the most on both sides of the ball, running back and linebacker, are now the most exciting positions on our team.
Wow.
And I'm really intrigued by the fact that we have four highly functional inside linebackers that I can't wait to see these guys run around. I'm really encouraged by the fact that with these, you know, game-changing linebackers in place, think about our special teams also. That gets a huge boost because those guys are on the roster on game day. They're going to be out there running, making tackles on kickoff, on punt coverage, all that sort of thing. Yeah, the running backs, we're throwing it to the running backs, West Coast style, baby. I love seeing that.
Yep.
I love, okay, the offensive lines, the second, the third, the fourth offensive lines, yeah, they had some miscues. We got blitzed. It wasn't perfect, but we know we're throwing it to the backs. We're running the protections like the West Coast offense should. And this offense is going to be really good because we have one of the best backs in all the NFL, Saquon Barkley, where it's going to be running through him. I can't wait to get Will Shipley involved also. He is a dynamic player who's pretty complete. He understands what he's looking at, and he can catch and block.
You think he can really contribute your way?
I absolutely think so. I'm excited for Will Shipley, but Saquon is going to tear it up. And like I said, the linebackers are performing above and beyond expectations. That is an awesome concept. And again, these are positions that we never valued in Philadelphia prior to this season.
No, there's a lot of truth to that. John, let's get to the Jalen thing. So obviously he did not play. You really, really wanted him to play. Are you bothered that he did not play?
Yeah, I hate it. I don't understand why you wouldn't get 10 reps under his belt, 15 reps. You know, the first 15 as you get ready to install it for the regular season, why not run it in the preseason? That's what we did once upon a time. And the other premier quarterbacks around this league played this preseason. Jordan Love, the quarterback who we're playing week one in Brazil, played this preseason, along with guys like Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the world, and Joe Burrow, who's trying to be and getting pretty close. I think it's a joke.
Sirianni said after the game, 89 snaps for the Eagles players in the joint practice on Tuesday.
I like that.
Doesn't move you?
Well, I like that they went joint practice. That's the only joint practice we've got this entire offseason. We used to have two. No, we never had three. But we had more of that. Cutting back on the practice is not what I expected. I was encouraged by the fact that we went over 2 hours up in the joint practice against the Patriots because that is very non-Sirianni from my experience. But it's still not as, I don't know, rough and tumble as I'd like it to be. I don't know that these guys will be as ready as they need to be. And I'm worried about a slow start. Because that's the nature of the beast in the NFL now, especially, I would imagine, when your starters haven't played at all
prior to the first game. Well, look, obviously everyone can weigh in on last night. You know, what player, which position group, you know, flashed for you or didn't, right? Because you get some of that as well. Obviously all that on the table, 215-592-9494. Now that the decision with Hurts for game two is known in the rearview mirror, and it is what I expected would happen.
You think he'll play in game three?
No.
Same. So no. Why did he not play in the preseason? Why is he different than Patrick Mahomes? Mahomes needs the work. Why shouldn't Jalen get the work? I like the idea of him getting out there in a new offense with a new play caller, just getting some dress rehearsal under his belt.
I get the theory, John. I do get it. Again, I think it's an overrated concept. I'll answer your question why he didn't play. They don't want him to get hurt. Period. That's why he didn't play. Now, you might not like that answer, but I'm answering your question was why didn't he play? The answer is because they
and this is where you get into trouble. If this is the predominant, like the overriding concept that dominates your thinking as a team, let's protect these guys by shielding them, by not playing them, by not working. That's where you get into trouble.
All right.
That's why we stunk to start last year.
Well, that's why we failed down the stretch. They won the game.
They won the games, but we all know it wasn't as good as we wanted it to be.
It wasn't as crisp, but they were 10-1. So, I mean, you know.
Okay,
right.
but we knew there was a problem.
We did know that. All right. So 215-592-9494 to comment on last night's Eagles games and the parts of the team, all that. Let me give you the biggest thing that stood out to me with the Eagles game last night. And this stood out to me 37 times more than anything else that happened in the game, okay? That game was an abomination. Preseason football and the product of what it has now become for most teams in the National Football League is a disgrace. I swear to God, guys, we can talk about N'Kobe Dean. We can talk about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. We can talk about Jalen Hurts didn't play. We can talk about Patrick Mahomes did. Look, the end of the game, I'll give it. For about 15 minutes, and I mean 15 life minutes, not game minutes, not the whole fourth quarter. For about 15 minutes last night, 9-something, whatever the hell the time was, it was kind of interesting down the stretch. Whatever time that was, 9:35 to 9:50, kind of interesting. Prior to that, total garbage. Total garbage. And I mean that as no disrespect to the dudes that are obviously competing to try to make this team.
Well, it's kind of disrespectful.
No, but you know what, John? It's actually, I actually think it's disrespectful to fans that the product has become what it's become. Here's what it reminds me of, candidly. I'm going to give you two things that I saw with my own eyes and many people listening have seen with their own eyes. It reminds me of 1987 when the NFL would have scat players play actual football games. And it reminds me of the Sixers during the tanking years. When for 3 or 4 years, it's like we're not trying to win.
You really got that from last night?
I thought the preseason product is at its absolute lowest ever. Like, let me put it this way, Rhea. I went into yesterday.
Well, we ignored the preseason. We didn't put the guys out there
who
are going to be playing for our team regular season.
It's not really an Eagles thing. It's an NFL thing. It's what it's become. And I'm curious if anyone else at 215-592-9494, if what I'm saying resonates with you. I'm not saying the Eagles did the wrong thing not playing their players. I'm not saying that. I am questioning whether
the Eagles did the wrong thing not playing their.
Well,
players,
I know you believe
and we're
that.
We're going to pay for that when the regular season starts. We should be worried about the Packers, and it doesn't feel like we are.
Well, no, they're not. I mean, not in the sense that you think
the Packers are going to be good.
Look, the irony, John, is you and I are almost inverted on this because I'm okay with them not playing their players for their preparation for the season, but as a fan, and there's a product out there. I mean, it's like showing up to your varsity high school football team and they roll the eighth graders out there. Like, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. All right.
But Tanner McKee was really good. Tanner McKee was better than Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett better watch his back
because
Tanner McKee is running this offense like it's the back of his hand. I think he probably ran a very similar offense at Stanford. I know that was my experience. When I got to Oakland, I was able to step right in and be a starter right away because it's the same language. You know, Jalen said 95% new. For Tanner McKee, it's probably 5% new. So that is a major difference. And he looked that way last night.
Yeah, he looked good. He did. So, all right, so I am curious, is the number one thing that hit you that the product stinks? And then beyond that, what else hit you, obviously, from last night? All the parts of the team, 215-592-9494. Phillies, they did a great job last night, and Weston Wilson did the best of them all. We're going to get to that coming up next. We're going to give you a chance to win a really cool prize today. Your thoughts on the Eagles, on the Phils. Phils again now with the top spot in the NL. That's a great thing. Apparently that was a bang. That was a big bang. Right?
Bang! Top spot, baby.
Holy hell.
Right back where we
belong. Pull that for drop of the
please
week.
Please don't.
That hurt my ears, too. All right. All of it on the table from Borgata. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. We got Rhea and Devin. And Wechter in for Seltzer today, who's derelict of duty, but what are you going to do? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. On 94, huh?
That's awful, man. He just has the day off.
Nah, he's like the Eagles.
He's not derelict of duty.
He's like the Eagles last night. Derelict of duty and presented a product that was...
You're a bad person.
I wanted to turn the game off last night. I didn't, but boy, I wanted
to. Turn the game
off? I couldn't have had a different feeling on you.
All right.
We're learning about our guys.
All right. We'll find out where people stand. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Colonial Marble and Granite is here to help you beat the summer heat with stone cold savings on the region's widest selection of natural and fabricated stone. Right now, you can get zero money down plus 0% interest for 18 months on promotions starting at $2,999. Colonial Marble and Granite's expert specialists will fully install up to 40 square feet of promotional marble, natural, or quartz. With Colonial's comprehensive service, they'll be there with you start to finish. From design and fabrication, their designers are fantastic, to delivery and installation, so you just sit back, chill, and let them do all the work. Visit a Colonial showroom in Philadelphia, their massive showroom in King of Prussia, or Harrisburg, to discover their high-quality selection of natural and engineered stone materials, and take advantage of these discounts. But don't delay. The sun sets on these savings Monday, August 19th. Restrictions apply. Visit colonialmarble.net for details. Brought to you by Groundworks. Winning night for both the Phillies and Eagles. Phillies crushed the Nationals 13-3 as Weston Wilson hit for the cycle, tripled. Infield singer homered in the seventh and then doubled in the eighth. Just the ninth player in Phil's history to do that. Eagles again pulling out a late preseason win, this time 14-13 at the Patriots. No offensive starters. Kenny Pickett, 11-13, 67 yards. Played the first half. Tanner McKee, 15-19 for 140 yards. Tyler Steen caught it off. Receiver John Ross left with a concussion. They were already missing Johnny Wilson with the same. BQ Basements and Concrete is now Groundworks. New name, same great service. Foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. To book your appointment, go to groundworks.com. Weather brought to you by Window Nation. Mostly sunny, high 89s, currently 72. It's Window Nation's anniversary sale. Buy two windows, get two, three. pay nothing for 24 months and an extra $250 credit. WindowNation.com. To listen to 94WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Hey, great to be with you on this Friday morning. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie from Borgata. Right, so, Rhea, you had indicated last segment that you were, I guess, entertained by last night's
podcast. Highly entertained.
So let's get into that.
Okay.
Tell me what hit you in, because clearly it's very different than how I felt. What
First of all, it's football.
Yep.
So I love that.
Yep.
There was a moment, and John, you probably know this as a player. Like, we always think about football as this really violent sport, but there are times when it's like beautiful choreography. And when Avante Maddox stepped in front of that pass and took it back and all of his teammates immediately became his blockers, like, I replayed that like four times. I loved it. I loved what I saw. And now I know that Kenny Pickett was going against the starters, but he just holds onto the ball too long. I mean,
he's not very good.
No, there were four sacks. I would say at least two of them were his fault.
Yes.
Tanner McKee just looks better. Will Shipley is fun to watch.
Mm.
You know, N'Kobe Dean looks like he's getting better every week. I saw a lot of stuff that I'm excited to see when the team actually plays.
Good. No, I mean, we'll see if that resonates with others. I mean, parts of what you said certainly do. I agree with your analysis on those things. But big picture, I mean, I thought it was a snooze fest. We'll see what people thought. 215-592-9495.
I was very intrigued to see some of the play that we saw last night. You know, Tanner McKee really good. I am interested for some of these positions, like the third wide receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
John, that
there
feels with totally.
And they got injuries
grabs
there,
yeah,
now. They got
the
guys
injuries
who are concussed.
I mean, I know we're putting our punt returner in there, and I really like our punt returner in as a slot wide receiver at times. I like Johnny Wilson in there as a slot receiver a lot of times, and now he's concussed, and let's hope that's not an ongoing thing. The tight end two competition, we saw it was like we didn't see anyone who was really competing in that realm last night. It was like the guys way down the depth chart who were out there. So it's Dallas Goedert and Grant Calcaterra. Is that cemented in, like, Grant Calcaterra, the guy who feels like a basketball receiver type guy? Is he the balanced tight end that we need to run the football out of Tiger personnel, which is what I know Kellen Moore wants to do? Two tight ends, you balance it up. Is Grant Calcaterra the guy to take care of that job? I don't think that he is.
Did you like EJ Jenkins?
I liked him.
I thought he made some real nice contested catches.
He's 6'7". He's gigantic. I don't know if he can run block to save his life. I don't know if he can, you know, pry it open with zone blocking up front up against a, like, legitimate 275, 285-pound defensive end. Can he move that guy?
And that was Jack Stoll's job, and it's not like he was phenomenal.
No.
You're right, but so he had want to. And he'd stick his face in there. Like, I don't know what these guys, what
all
their
right,
mindset
so
is.
Let's get a rock and roll on the phone lines. On the Eagles, we're going to get to the Phils in short order. Obviously, it was a really cool win last night. 215-592-9494. Bruce kicks us off this morning. What's going on, Bruce? Yo, Bruce. Bruce is, not...
speechless.
Not ready to rock and roll. Either that or something isn't configured right back there in the studio. Who the heck knows? Look, let's get to the Phils. And before we go any further, let's get to Weston Wilson. What a game. If you missed it, and I'm certainly guessing some or perhaps many listening right now did, because, well, two things. One, it's pretty early in the AM, so I know some people at this time don't finish all the games from the prior night. Two, the Eagles played. And, you know, maybe more people watch the Eagles. I would tend to think that happened. Weston Wilson hit for the cycle last night.
That's pretty awesome.
Boys and girls. Weston Wilson hit for the cycle. Let's listen to, you know, Weston Wilson.
Right field, pretty deep. Going back is call to the track, nearing the wall. And that ball is off the right field wall. It's in play. Bounds away, back towards the infield. Wilson around second. He's heading for third. He's going to be there with a stand-up triple. Jam shot towards second, coming on Garcia. It drops. He picks it up, and nobody's at first base. I mean, that ball didn't even make it past the infield grass. Swing by Wilson. He hits one deep to right center, and this one is going to go. Weston Wilson with an opposite field home run over the high wall and right. He is a double shy of the cycle tonight. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field, on the run, call. He will lay out. It's off his glove. Wilson's around first. He's headed for second, and he's got the cycle. Weston Wilson has hit for the cycle tonight. For the Phillies, 10th in Phillies history is Weston Wilson in order. The triple, the single, the homer, and a double.
Phenomenal. I mean, really, listen. I mean, it was
so
awesome.
Amazing.
Right?
And did you see that he heard Bryce Harper at the top of the home dugout steps yelling, keep running until you get to second,
baby.
Right.
I love that.
No,
and
listen.
He got it. That's amazing.
Felt like the vibes were back last night, but it also just felt like talent was back. You know, I mean, we had our team kicking another team's
Belief.
Butt. Yeah, that was really cool. And of course, you know, kind of lost in the shuffle because he almost gets forgotten about because Weston Wilson did what he did and the team put up a, what was it, a 10 spot, 11 spot?
13.
13 spot. But Zach Wheeler did Zach Wheeler things.
Yeah. 12 and 5.
Six innings, one
you know what, Rhea,
earned run.
He is so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm starting to think about him in the Hall of Fame. And I know he's got a ways to go because it's kind of like Curt Schilling where it took a while to, like, crank it up, you know, and that's part of what kept Schilling from the Hall of Fame, not the main thing. Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. And obviously, you know, Zach Wheeler's not there at all. But if he could do another 4 to 5 years of this,
he doesn't have a Cy Young yet, right?
He does not.
Yeah, so that's.
But this is his fifth year for the Phils.
Yeah.
And he has been, I would say, dominant all 5 years.
An underrated superstar that we never talk about.
I'm hesitant on the word superstar, but I'll say this. His postseasons, they haven't lost because of him. He has not given them one start in October that at the end of the game you're like, oh, Zach Wheeler, he didn't deliver tonight. I mean, even when they've lost his starts, I mean, he is a stud.
He's not indomitable, but the fact remains that he has even talked about he can fix it while he's on the mound. He can sort of feel his way through some problems that other pitchers wouldn't be able to.
John, there are a lot of people that think he is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. I mean, that is, like, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's... You should feel great.
So frankly, they should not have pitched him last night. They should have pitched their fifth starter, get the 13 runs, win that game, give Wheeler a start tonight. All right, let's go to the phone. So the Phils and the Eagles, all of it on the table. 215-592-9494. Bruce is ready to rock and roll. What's going on, Bruce?
Hey, sorry about dropping the ball earlier, but, you know, Butterfingers.
No worries, buddy. You're like Bart.
Right,
you're like Bart Simpson, who got passed by his dad. Bart was the superstar, and then the dad became the star. But anyway, go ahead.
I wish you guys the best of luck, and I hope you follow up and do very well behind Angelo's leaving. Unfortunately, he was my buddy, but I'm glad you got rehired.
Wait a minute. Did you say Bruce, did you say, unfortunately, Angelo was my buddy? Isn't that sentence kind of an oxymoron?
Angelo, let me tell you something. Angelo talked to me when I was in the hospital. Rhea will tell you the whole story. Ava Graham will tell you.
Yep.
I've been a buddy with him. He invited me to the show, and I got it better. Unfortunately, my health went south. I'm on 24-hour oxygen now, and I am in line for a transplant, unfortunately, but Temple is taking excellent care of me.
Good.
So Rhea knows that I am using her alma mater, not to plug anything. And
I'm sure they're taking great care of you, Bruce. I hope you get better.
Rhea, you were a student there. You've seen him. You've been in the facilities, all their different parts. I'm sure you know better than any of those co-hosts or, you know. But anyway.
Well, Bruce, we wish you the best. Give
Thank
us your
you.
Thoughts on the Eagles. On the Eagles from last night.
I'm positive that my Eagles this year are going to, like, what's that expression? Pick the tires. Let's light some fires. Well, I think
two different things. Kicking the tires is more like we'll consider that.
Lighting
the fires is more like Jim. It's like Jim Morrison and the Doors. Let's be an ass kicker, but that's all right.
Will Smith, Independence Day. Hello, local actor.
Sure. Sure.
I'm keeping it real, keeping it home.
Yep.
So it was an expression he said in the movie, and he would light a cigar after he defeated. Anyway, you know the story.
I got you, my man. All right, Bruce, we appreciate the call, man. And we really do wish you the very, very best.
Good luck,
with Bruce. Your health, man. With your health, for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's give you a chance today to win a super cool prize because, you know, that Eagles' first regular season game is coming up now. By the way, exactly 3 weeks from now. 3 weeks from now, Eagles' first game. Friday night, whole thing. It's kind of weird. It's Brazil. It's all that. But the Eagles are doing something really cool surrounding this. They're going to have people at the link to watch the game that's happening in Brazil. Big LED screens on the field. This has never been done before at the link, obviously, for an Eagles game. Watch an Eagles game at the link while the Eagles play in South America. These tickets are on the line today at 215-592-9494. Now, here's how you win them. First off, a happy birthday has to go out there to the material girl, Madonna. Who here does not know is Madonna? Maybe she's still sleeping. Who knows? But, you know, she'll party today. She'll probably have some kind of orgy to celebrate her birthday.
What?
I mean, she's Madonna. I mean, come on.
I don't think she's still.
John, she has an orgy on a Tuesday night. All right, she's certainly going to have one for her birthday. I mean,
Madonna.
On.
What birthday is it?
All right,
for Madonna?
All right.
Yeah, I don't.
All right,
Devin,
take a guess.
What birthday it is for Madonna?
Yes.
Oh God, 67.
Rhea.
That's a good guess. 65.
Richie.
62.
66.
Wow.
That's why I was like stunned for a second, Devin. You were so close.
Yeah, John Ritchie. That was
so,
good guess.
So 66 for Madonna. Happy birthday to the material girl. I don't think she's actually, you know, like a virgin, but okay. All right, so here's the deal.
But I don't think she's as much unlike a virgin as she once was.
Well, probably not. Here's the thing. She has reinvented herself many, many times. Now, it feels like not as much lately. It's kind of like she's sort of in, like, retirement mode, and it just is what it is. But for about 30 years there, I mean, it's like every 3 or 4 or 5 years, there was a reinvention of Madonna. Today at 215-592-9494, we will ask you who or what reinvented themselves. Can be a company, can be an athlete, can be an actor or actress. Musicians often reinvent themselves. Give us the best answer for who or what reinvented themselves. Best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides it, is going to win those tickets for, you know, watching that Eagles-Packers game from the link in 3 weeks. John, when you think of a reinvention, what hits you?
Robert Downey Jr.
Big one.
It's incredible that I think the story was like 6 different rehab programs, and he was on probation, and he breached probation 3 or 4 times. The guy was out of control.
He was.
And he is just one of the most brilliant actors in the world. He was able to turn it around.
And he was prior to that, but he got clean.
Yeah.
You know, that was the reinvention was really the personal life. Because he was always a great actor. Devin, when you think of someone or something that reinvented themselves, what hit you?
Really shocking answer for me, I know, but Taylor Swift reinvents herself every time she comes out with a new album.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why her tour is called the Eras Tour, because there are different eras.
Is she old enough to have an Eras Tour? That'd be like me writing an autobiography.
Yes, she is.
I don't know. She's in her mid-30s. Eras Tour for a 30-something-year-old?
She's been performing since she was like 13.
Yeah, if you look at her her past music, she has a million records and eras.
A little bold.
And she started out in country and is now the biggest pop singer in the world.
I know.
See?
I'm joking.
Reinvention.
Wechter in for Seltzer today. Wechter, who or what reinvented themselves?
I'm going with a what? In 1995, it was going to be known as the world's largest bookstore. But it's now much more than that. Amazon.
Wow. You know, there are some companies that really did. And I have 2 things in particular written down, I think, are potential answers. We'll see where it goes. Rhea, what do you got for something that reinvented?
I'm also going music, and I never realized this until I read it recently. Post Malone, who's like, you know, also one of the biggest pop superstars, making some forays into country music, originally was in a metal band. And never went anywhere with it.
How about that?
Yeah.
Music, I really like him.
Just
the limited amount I've seen him, he's so versatile.
I just don't like that he's a Cowboys fan.
Well, his father was head of cafeteria for the Cowboys, food services.
Really? So. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, maybe he gave him bad food, and that's why they haven't won in a long time. Look, big answers abound, obviously. Give it to us at 215-592-9494. I'm going to go the Eagles offense at the end of 2017. Carson's out. Struggles have set in. 3 wise men, Doug, Frank, and Flip, went into a room and said, we got to reinvent this thing. They came out with a different offense to a certain degree, and Nick Foles started doing his thing, and they won the Super Bowl. Big answers are out there. 215-592-9494. Who or what reinvented themselves? Your thoughts on the Phils? Are they all the way back? That was pretty damn cool last night. And the Eagles, the product of the preseason, plus the parts within the team that stood out to you, good or bad last night, all that and more on the table. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Borgato, 94 WIP.
Hey, John, as you know, I am a satisfied Window Nation customer. I've been a customer of them for almost a decade. Most recent job they did at my home, they replaced all the windows in my sunroom. They look beautiful. I am one of their 33,000 five-star reviews because Window Nation is all about value.
And this August, they're giving you a great value during the Window Nation anniversary sale. Right now, buy two windows, get two free. There's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save big with no interest or payments for 24 months.
Act now and you'll get an extra $250 credit too. Window Nation values your satisfaction in their quality, service, and affordability. And that's why they stand behind their windows with a lifetime warranty.
Window Nation was also recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to and hurry. Sale ends August 31st, so schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hey, Jenna Cameron here. Isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. They're phenomenal at what they do, and it's why I've been a patient of PI Dental now for two decades. You know, Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slal, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center, they're also the originators of the teeth in a day. Sounds great, right? But you might not know quite what it is. Let me tell you. It's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants plays for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. It's excellence, and it's excellence done fast. That's what you need. That's what you want. So get yourself to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. You can, of course, as always, start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
Brought to you by the City of Philadelphia. Phillies and Eagles both won. Weston Wilson, just the ninth Phillies player ever to hit for the cycle in the Phils' 13-3 pounding of the Nationals. Zach Wheeler improved to 12-5. Phils jumped on the Nats early. Alec Boehm, a three-run home run in the first solo shot by Nick Castellanos. Eagles, 2-0 in the preseason after a 14-13 win at the Patriots. If you're thinking Tanner McKee has pulled ahead of Kenny Pickett for the backup quarterback spot, think again. Nick Sirianni made that clear after the game, said Pickett is the number two, McKee the number three. Pickett, 11-13, 67 yards playing the first half against the better Patriots players. Tanner McKee, 15-19, 140 yards. The City of Philadelphia is hiring people excited by Philly's potential. Is that you? Jobs for all experience levels. Visit work.philla.gov. Mostly sunny, high 89, currently 72. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, so yeah, here's a little Madonna action. That'll work. Happy birthday to Madonna. What did I say, 66 earlier? Is that what I had of that?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Would you date Madonna?
So you just used the word date.
Yes, date.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know
yeah,
what I
but,
mean.
But I think you'd go to the store beforehand, right?
You better be very careful. Very careful.
I think I was. All I said was the word store, go to, and beforehand. That's all I said. I'm very slick with my words.
Oh, you're slick, all right.
All right, see, I would not go to the store, Adam.
You would not go to the store.
I would not be interested in going to the store.
You better be very careful, all right? You, John Ritchie, better than be careful. 215-592.
No. I wouldn't worry about that because I would never take the next step. Not interested in Madonna like you are.
I gotcha. Devin, you got interest in Madonna?
No.
Because she did have a moment with Britney Spears a couple years ago.
She That's did. True.
That
yeah.
was that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a moment.
Was
she did? Yeah. I'm just trying to process this whole conversation right now. Honestly,
no, I gotcha.
Like it's not even 7 a.m. and we're we're going there.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to where you know Rhea just referenced it in the update. Today's Twitter poll question of the day. It is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. So, in the update, you heard Rhea reference last night after the game. Nick Sirianni's like, yo, Hold on. Tanner McKee, not my two, because Kenny Pickett's my two. Now, he didn't say it that way, but that's pretty much what he said. Kenny Pickett's my two. All right. So we ask you this Twitter poll question of the day.
It's definitely number two.
Yeah, right. Twitter poll question of the day. Who is a better player? We've put them in alphabetical order. A, Tanner McKee, B, Kenny Pickett. John, what's the answer to that question?
Tanner McKee.
You feel fairly confident? Very confident?
I feel confident that he's better at this offense right now. And I feel better about, well, geez, he's like a cookie-cutter pocket quarterback running a West Coast style offense. He's got all the, you know, the what you'd call measurables, I guess. You know, he's standing tall in the pocket. He's got a strong arm. He's smart.
He seems more composed.
He threw some beautiful
passes. He's got a maturity to him.
He did.
And he understands the concept of getting the ball out on time, and he knows how to get through his progressions. It is very Nick Folesian. You know, where it feels, geez, like taking candy from a baby. This offense is designed to be run the way Tanner McKee runs it, the way Nick Foles runs it. You throw the ball where the path of least resistance shows you to throw it.
I mean, it works great. I haven't seen, and we all haven't seen Tanner McKee play that much in his life. In the limited ways we've seen him, which is last preseason and this preseason for most of us, I certainly think he looks more impressive than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, well, he makes the offense work. Think about the fact that those offensive lines were not good, and they were not communicating properly, yet Tanner McKee was still able to function because his hot routes are, you know, intact. He's getting rid of the ball. Yeah. He sees a blitz coming. He's actually taking into account, okay, that might not get picked up. Like, I know this offensive line might not get that guy, so I can treat him almost like a hot route. I'm going to get rid of the ball over here because I know I got my back in the flat. Boom.
The edge Kenny Pickett has and why they'll keep him number
here
two.
Here comes Pitt. Hold on. Disclosure, ladies and gentlemen. Devin went to Pitt.
She's a Pitt.
All right, Panther, go ahead.
H2P. Oh, Avante Maddox also went to Pitt. He had a great play.
He should not have ran out of bounds.
Should have taken that back.
Well, yeah.
He had to just wait a moment, and there was a cavalcade. What's the
coaches were happy that he did.
Cavalcade? So did you get
cavalcade's a good word.
Yeah, I mean,
that is a big
the
word.
Blockers were there.
That was the most fun part of that return.
He needed to hesitate for a second, cut it back. Touchdown!
But the whole time the coaches are on the sideline saying, "Get out of bounds! Get down! Get down!
Don't get hurt!"
Yes.
Either way, you can just blame it all on his Pitt. You know,
all right, Pitt. Give me the Kenny Pickett analysis here.
Okay. First of all, I'm not. Everyone assumes that I'm a massive Kenny Pickett fan because he played for Pitt. I love
like
Pitt. I liked Kenny Pickett when he was Pitt's quarterback, but I have no allegiance to him. I think he will remain the number two guy because he has that NFL in-game experience.
He's
been in those big moments where you know that when the pressure is on him, if he needs to come in a pinch for Jalen Hurts, he'll be okay with that and the pressure won't get to him. With Tanner McKee, we haven't seen that from him.
So here's the thing I think you're right about, but then there's a dot, dot, dot. I agree with you, he'll remain the two.
Mm-hmm.
But if, God forbid, it gets to the point where they need to go there, it could be a very short-lived two.
Yes. Yeah,
very
I agree with
short-lived,
you. Yeah.
too.
I hope it is.
You know, that's the way I don't think they're going to flip them until he gets a chance to play.
Right.
But if he gets a chance to play and doesn't succeed to a certain degree quickly, then they could change it up. All right. By the way, we have another Twitter poll question today. So the first one there, obviously you can weigh in on the phone lines and at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, McKee or Pickett.
I don't like this. I don't like the idea that like Kenny Pickett is just because he's been around for a while.
Because he started in this league last year. Listen, John, I could be wrong.
They could flip it later. Maybe Sirianni needs to see a little more.
This is supposed to be a meritocracy. It is very clearly like tilted toward Tanner McKee right now. If I had to like put a guy out there to replace Jalen right now, I would choose Tanner McKee. Like, no question.
Look, I thought
no hesitation.
I thought Tanner McKee was better than Mariota last year.
He was. He absolutely was.
Mariota was terrible.
He was horrible.
Mariota's a bad player. Understands what he's looking at, and he's fast at getting through it. That's a huge part of being a good quarterback, and he's got the measurables to go with it. This guy's good.
All right. So, second poll question. Which game did you watch or listen to more last night? Now, we've put these in alphabetical orders, A, Eagles, B, Phillies. Now, listen, obviously a lot of people flipped, but which did you watch more? There's probably some really hardcore sports Philly dorkazoids that, you know, tape delayed one, watched one in its entirety, 10 o'clock, watch the other in its entirety. That person will probably wake up at 8 a.m. today, 9 a.m. But, you know, assuming most people watched one of them more than the other, which did you watch
more? One on the TV, one on the laptop.
Seltzer does pull that double
TV. That's
what
TV. I do.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. So all right. So there's ways around it. But if you watch one more than the other, which did you watch more? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Matt in Quakertown. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
Yo, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Good morning, Matthew.
What's up, silent Matt?
We got you now, Matt. Go ahead, man. Floor is yours.
I was down at the Phillies game last night. Unbelievable. I like the curse, but I'm going to keep it clean.
Thank you,
sir. The start of that game with the national anthem, that group that played the national anthem was unreal.
Really?
The vibe in the stadium. Oh, my God. You got to look them up for me, or I'm going to call the ticket office today and find out. They would be an awesome group to see at a bar. They were like some Irish band.
Could they sing the national anthem for Richie's 50th birthday coming up here in a couple weeks? I mean, maybe we have a whole event, and that group sings the national anthem.
Hell yeah. I'm all about that.
Make sure you pay for it, because I'm not giving any shekels out for that.
When is Richie's birthday?
What is it, September 4, John, or 6? What is it? 4.
4?
September.
He doesn't want to tell us.
And by the way, the big 5-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
The big. John,
you seem so
is it
excited.
Really that big?
John starts his sixth decade on our Earth. Man.
That is. It does sound like an old number.
It's okay. Listen, man, everyone's going to get to. Not everyone. A lot of people are going to get to 100. All right, Matt, give me what you got on the game last night.
So. The first and fourth inning, like, they hit through the rotation in the first inning, which was fabulous. Like, the whole lineup, like, up and down. Maybe that talk that they had the other night in the clubhouse and they didn't go out to batting practice. I feel like up and down the lineup the whole game, it was exciting. The crowd was into it. It was finally nice to see them get out there. And, you know, small ball was there. You know, the homers were there. I mean, that bomb by Boom, we erupted in that crowd, man. It was crazy, man.
Well, you know what? I love that. And he was nasty with, like, he put a little extra something on that thing. A little extra English for emphasis.
Hey, Matt, give me a big-time answer. Who or what reinvented themselves?
I think Steven Tyler from Aerosmith went through all of his, you know, personal addictions and stuff like that. And they came out, and look, they're still kicking it today.
Steven Tyler, you got it, Matt. Yeah, Aerosmith did have a reinvention there at a certain point. He's obviously a major part of it.
And he reinvented the way he sang, too. Think about, like, the old Dream On.
Yeah.
At the end of Dream On, the beginning of it, his voice is, like, smooth.
Yeah.
Sounds like a little kid, almost. And then at the end of Dream On, when he starts going, Dream!
Yeah,
you know, like,
but I wouldn't call that a reinvention.
Sorry, that was a terrible attempt.
But that's range for your time. Like, that's not reinvention.
I think that that's what he leaned into after that was popular. It felt like he was leaning into that sort of singing, and that became a little more popular.
But look, you see a guy like Robert Plant now. Like, he can't do what he used to do. That's just
true.
You know, that just is what it is. I mean, it's just
it's impossible to keep that.
That's why Sinatra, that's part of what made Sinatra Sinatra, was the same thing for 60 years.
Yeah. Well, because he was driving 20 miles an hour the whole time.
That's
instead
right.
of those guys flooring it and going 175.
The Hammer should be a crooner. That would would increase my longevity in this world of, is this
a crooner?
Is this pop culture entertainment? Like, is what we do pop culture?
What, like this right now?
Yeah, because, like, being a radio show, is that a form of pop culture? I guess.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. It's like a. Yes. It's a medium.
Because John, there's no seltzer today. See, we don't have Beat the Hammer, but we do.
The Hammer.
Well, that's right, but we do have pop culture Beat the Hammer.
Finalizing the question,
which you are terrible at.
Generally,
under normal circumstances, yet you have won from time to time.
Yeah, they've been very underwhelming wins.
I just always guess Taylor Swift.
Could we have someone who is well versed in pop culture?
Please
call in to compete against Joe today.
That'll be 8:30. We'll have some fun with that. Let's talk to. Let's go to Sean. He's calling from. Newark, Delaware. I always got to make sure I get my Newarks and my Newarks right. Hello, Sean. Shawnee. All right, Sean, not ready to go. We go to Andrew. He's calling from Havertown. What's going on, Drew?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Andrew?
Will Shipley last night, John, was amazing.
He's good.
He has a lot of talent. He can catch the ball. He can make people miss. I mean,
he can make people miss. He can strike you.
Andrew, you know who he reminds me a little bit of? And I want to be very careful here because this guy's been one of the best running backs in football the last 5 years. Yeah. He reminds me a little bit of Austin Eckler. There's a way that he runs that just got a little similar feel to me on that.
This is where I feel like the third wide receiver may not be as important because this guy may be used in different sets in the offense, like John, I think, mentioned, where
he's
running more West Coast. He may get the ball more than the third wide receiver would. But,
look, that's something the Eagles...
Interesting. And you could split him out. You can motion him to the slot. Yeah. He can easily become a slot wide receiver, running little option routes out there. Yeah, this guy, I feel comfortable with him back there because you can also, if you run into trouble, you could say, hey, Will, I'm going to change the play. Get back here. Stand beside me. You know, you were going to be playing wide receiver on this play, but it looks like they're going to blitz us. So come back here and offset. Now we're going to run two jet protection. You're going to read inside the Mike linebacker to the Buck linebacker to the safety. Then you can release. So he's an extra layer of protection for these quarterbacks, keeping them upright.
Yeah.
I love his capabilities in that regard. When he runs the football, you can see that he understands where the offensive linemen are taking their guys, like what they're trying to accomplish with the blocking scheme, and he reads it. It's really nice to watch.
Yeah.
It's smart running.
Just one quick thing on the Phillies last night. I feel like they got their mojo back. I think what's still you know, obviously a guy who hasn't gotten many chances, Apache and others who were before him. But, I mean, he's a really good piece off the bench. Is where you kind of, you know, the next 40-some-odd games where you need to see what you have on your bench because it's going to determine how you do in the postseason because I've been seeing the last two postseasons. They don't have a deep bench. You're really not getting that production in later innings where you need a clutch hit. You know, I think he got a guy in Westfield, so I hope he gets more opportunities.
Well, you know, I'd say this, Andrew, also when you consider 80 and 08, the only two times the Phillies have won this whole thing, I mean, serious bench contribution. Serious. You know, 80 obviously had like five different guys contributing. And 08, you had Stairs with one of the biggest hits of the whole postseason, and you had Dobbs, who was just a very, very quality pinch hitter. I mean, all right, Andrew, give me a big-time answer. Who or what reinvented themselves?
This company reinvented themselves, became the first worth over a trillion dollars with the iPhone, Apple.
Yep. So
huge.
I had that written down as one of two answers that I know if they're said will be considered as a finalist. So Apple's a big one. John, the NFL reinvented the kickoff this year. Here's what I noticed last night, and I don't know that I'm right, but this is what I sense. What Andrew, our last caller, just talked about with Will Shipley and kind of there's a certain degree of patience and let me figure out where my blockers are. Mm-hmm. It looks to me like the kickoff, like you got to hit it, but it also looks like you got to read the field a little bit more.
I need to see more.
I need to see more, too.
I don't like where you're going
with
this.
Do you
I don't believe that, a tentative return
is
your best return.
But we don't know yet.
From my experience, you're right. We don't. We haven't seen this configuration of football.
It looked like a punt return to a certain extent.
Yeah. It's odd.
Rhea, am I right about that?
It feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, John, that's the best word. I'm uncomfortable watching it.
Yeah,
because I don't know. I don't know if I should be yelling at the return guy or going, "What's he doing?" It's just confusing to me. And I don't think it's adding that much.
Well,
no, it's been underwhelming. I thought it was going to be a lot more.
This is putting guys in harm's way.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think it's worth it.
So you like it?
Well, it's way too early for me to know, but I'll say this.
Yeah, we need to see it in an actual regular season game.
I think it's more exciting.
Oh, come on. It's not yet.
See, that's what I mean by underwhelming. I thought it was going to make it a lot more exciting, and I haven't seen that yet. But it's only in the preseason. Yeah, we haven't seen it in a real game.
All right.
So
I don't know. I mean,
I don't like it.
I certainly think there's more strategy.
I expected to like it more than I do.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, we'll see how it manifests, come the regular season. 215-592. 94-94. Coming up, the Eagles winning drive last night when they marched down there for that touchdown and ultimately the two-point conversion. We'll give you Marilyn Mike's calls of those moments. Phone calls on all these topics. Your chance to win today. The tickets for the Eagles-Packers game, not to be in Brazil, but to watch that game with thousands of fans at the link. Pretty damn cool stuff. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie from Borgata on 94 WIP.
And here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. So start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.